Well, let's pray, and then we're going to look in the Scriptures for just a moment, and then we're going to break bread. Father, again, Lord, we just thank You for this privilege we have of, Lord, being made alive by Your Spirit. Father, by just being the temples of the living God, what a privilege. Lord, that we'll spend eternity with You. Lord, though we may have foes and situations in this life that are difficult, Lord, we've read the end of the book. We know the outcome. Lord, that You are victorious, and Lord, we are on Your side and You are on our side. We just thank You for this. Lord, I ask that as I speak a little bit here, Lord, from Ephesians 3, that, Lord, You just bring it with power to our hearts. Lord, that we would apply it, that we would be hungry and honest and simple and just apply it, Lord, as You speak. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to turn quickly to Ephesians chapter 3, I want us just to look at this, where we left off. I want to read verses 20 and 21. So Ephesians chapter 3, 20 and 21. And we're not going to dig down into the verse. I just want to take a phrase that kind of jumped out at me. Verse 20. Again, let's start in verse 14. Otherwise, we're just so much in the middle. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church, through Jesus Christ, or by Jesus Christ, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I just want to point out a couple things here. You notice that all of this great prayer that Paul brings out, all those verses, all those great things, he brings it down to this. Verse 21, unto Him be glory in the church. In Paul's mind, in the spirit of the mind, is all these things that are going on in our Christian life and our personal inner man is evident within the church when we gather together. It's evident to the church. It's all for within the church. It is, as he says here, now unto Him be glory in the church. It's brought into the church. And we need to be in the church, involved in the church, have our lives evident in the church. It's not out someplace. It's within the church. Yeah, it's the church universal, but it doesn't do it any good if that church is invisible. The invisible church is the church that's gone on. We're the visible church, and we need to show even one another to bless them with what God has given unto us. So that was just a thought. The phrase I want to land on, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That's what I want to just poke around on that a little bit. That's a big thing to poke around on. But it's according to the power that works in us. Do you have a power that is working in you? Do I have a power that is working within me? Because it's according to this power. It's hard to get our hands around it, to grasp what he's saying and all these things, but it's according to the power. All those mighty things he's read about being strengthened in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts, that we may comprehend with all the saints the length, the breadth, being rooted and grounded in love, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, according to the power that works in you, man, we need a power that's working in us. And this power is easily grieved. It is grieved when we sin. It is grieved when we disobey God. And that can take any shape. It is grieved when I want my own way and I take it. It is grieved when pride takes precedence in my life. It's grieved when the Spirit is grieved when I might critically criticize a brother or a sister or say wrong things about them. It is grieved, and it's according to the power that worketh in us. And I'm not going to take the time to dig into those words. We will later. I just want to think it's according to the power. Do you cry for the power? Do you see our need for the power? It's according to the power. If we don't have the power, we're hopeless. But we're not hopeless because we can go to Him who gives the power. The power is the Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Ghost. But it's all according to the power that's working in us. What a mystery. Is God in you? Is God in me? It's according to the power that worketh in us. You know, again, I love the hymn, and can it be, again, that verse, I feel the life His wounds impart. I feel my Savior in my heart. Is this true for us? Do we rise up in worship to give our amen to that, to those words as we sing them? Are we involved in what we sing? Or do we just blabber? Are we just, you know, singing with the music because it sounds good? Or are we given to it? It's according to the power that works on us. If we don't have the power, or if we don't sense enough of the power, and all of us should be hungry for more and more and more, we must go to God. Steve has quoted it to us numerous times, and I may have also, but I know Steve, and I can hear his voice saying, where it says in Luke 11:13 that, "And you being evil, you fathers being evil, if you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give unto you the Holy Ghost to them," or the Spirit, "to them who ask Him." Do you have the power? It's according. Listen, our Christianity is according to the power that works in us. Let the power come and break everything else apart. Break self in us. Break sin in us. Break self-centeredness. Break poor me sympathy thing in us. Break these things in us. Break prejudices in us. Let it break sin in us. Let us break whatever it is holding us back according to the power that works in us. What kind of power do we have? You know, and again, I'm not going to take time to look at it. We'll get into it when we get there. But this is a challenge. Do we have a hunger for more and more? Because we'll never exhaust all the power. The disciples needed it again. The apostles needed it again and again and again. And I'm thinking back, and we won't turn there because of the time, but I'm thinking back in Luke, and we'll bounce between Luke and John, but in Luke 24, Jesus is walking on the road to, he meets two men on the road to Emmaus, and then he expounds unto them the Scriptures. Imagine Jesus expounding on you the Scriptures, everything that has to do with Him from the book of Moses and the prophets. And he expounded to them what they meant. And then we find later in Luke 22, in about verse 45, we find that He is there with them again. Those same two, they came back, and they're in the upper room with the other 12 or other 11 and whoever else is there, and He's there. And this time, it says that He opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Imagine being in the upper room where He opened unto them. No wonder Peter could preach in the day of Pentecost. You know, He opened unto them their understanding so they could. And then in John, if we pull up to John chapter 20, and I think it's about verse 22, it says, "And then He breathed on them," or in them, however you want to look at it. But the picture is that the Holy Ghost was coming like a breath from God, and we need to get it in us. From God, it's breathed out. For us, we breathe it in. He breathed unto them the Holy Ghost. Now, in a measure, because we know something greater was coming, but it said He breathed on them the Holy Ghost. So now you've got these men that He's expounded to them the Scripture. He's opened their understanding so they could understand the Scriptures. He's breathed on them and said that they would to receive the Holy Ghost. They certainly received something of the Holy Ghost. But you know what? It wasn't enough. Because then in verse 49 of Luke, He says, "But hold it. Don't do anything yet. You wait. Don't do anything yet. You tarry in Jerusalem." Even though, again, He had walked with them, broke bread with them, revealed Himself in person to them. Man, what a thing if He reveals Himself in person to us today as we break bread. He revealed to them Himself in person. He expounded the Scriptures to them. He opened their understanding so they could understand the Scriptures. He breathed on them and gave them a part of the Holy Ghost, some measure of the Holy Spirit. But that isn't enough. He said, "But you wait in Jerusalem, you tarry there until you be endued, clothed with power from on high." Okay? With power from on high. According to the power that works in us. But you wait until you've been clothed upon with this power, and it's God's power, it's God's life, and it has to be clothed upon us and in us, and it's power from on high. In other words, it's got nothing to do with you. It's not according to your intelligence. It's not according to your personal gifting that God's given you this wonderful personality and the gifts to organize, or He's given you a particular ability to understand computers, or He's given you this. It's not about your personality. It's not about your intelligence. It's not about your work habit. It's power from on high, not by our power, not by our might, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. And so this is the challenge. This is what I want to excite us onto, is to go and go and go and get more and more and more of God. But is it because it's according to the power that worketh in you? And it's like Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you onto myself as a hen gathers chicks. He weeps over the church in a sense. Oh, Bethel, 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 how I wanted to pour out more of the Spirit onto you. But you wouldn't. You wanted to hold on to your patterns. You wouldn't obey me in things that I've touched. You won't change your life. You won't put your priorities straight. And we're so much shriveled up because we can be. You know, but again, it's according to the power that worketh in us. What a power works in us. Amen? What a power. It's unlimited because it's above and beyond anything that we can ask or think. It's exceeding abundantly. It exceeds abundance. It's amazing. This is the power that's working in us. What are we going to do with it? We're going to go for it. We're going to go for more of it and more of it and more of it. So that's our challenge. And it's, as we break bread, and Steve's going to share a little bit with us. So I'll just end there.